It's Neil Atkinson joined by John Culligan to talk about the business of football and something that will be emerging into football parlance. It's always entertained me that in a very gentle way that FFP ceased to be FFP some time ago and became PSR, but people still referred to it as PSR. Now there's something that's called Squadcast, and as people have been starting to refer to PSR actually as PSR, they're going to keep calling Squadcast PSR for a period of time, because that's the way this goes. But we're going to explain all of these to you now, and the reality of what it means for UEFA, for Premier League, and for Premier League clubs and UEFA competitions, and where the tensions are. So I've got John with me. So let's explain where PSR ended up in the Premier League and in UEFA. So PSR, as was very much based upon all football costs and turnover that football clubs could do over the course of a three-year period, yeah, and what losses were allowable for those clubs.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, and I think we'll have to watch ourselves on how many acronyms we try and fit into the big call. There's far too many of it covered into football, let alone this next 30 minutes that we'll do. But I think, yeah, to start off on PSR, very technically, it was control over the balance sheet. We're getting probably quite boring into the financial element of it, but it was something that was looking at regulating losses over time. So the basic rule was that as a club, you can't lose more than, I think it was 105 million over a rolling three-year period. Now, some costs were excluded from that, which were around like longer-term investment. So things like youth development, women's football, infrastructure and community investment. So those things were excluded, but everything playing related, and we'll get into that a bit later, and the operating expenses of a club, so all the people that you need to administer the club, that was all taken into consideration. And basically the PSR was essentially asking, is the club financially solvent over time? So it was about overall financial health, not spending levels in a single season. And it kind of worked. You know, you'll see there have been people who have gone against it in the Premier League situation. And we talk about things of like Nottingham Forest and Everton and others. And when they've gone up against it and they've gone over that limit, then they've been quite heavily fined and heavily challenged to it, and points deductions coming in. But obviously, over the last year, it's come in of our new acronym of the squad cost ratio taking control. And, you know, we'll get into that in a little bit more detail, but that's now focusing on football spending, which is relative to revenue, as opposed to just looking at financial losses overall. So there's a bit to unpick in there, but I think that's ultimately, if we look at PSR, that's what it was. It was controlling the balance sheet and controlling losses over that three-year time period.